Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have a couple of amazing guests in studio with us today. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham to kick us off. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from Mike Dooley in the universe. Do you know what surprises those most? What surprises those most who finally take that great magic carpet ride over their most recent time-space incarnation? Besides how safe they always were? No, besides how many friends in the unseen always hovered nearby. No. Besides how much they accomplished and how many lives they touched. Dang it. Besides how powerful and divine and supernatural they were? Okay, I'll just tell you. It's how utterly unimportant the things they worried about really were. Whew, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. I think reminding us how, although it often surprises us, truly, the most outstanding things to remember are there are lots of angels hovering around us. We touch many, many, many more lives than we realize. And that our powerful, divine, and supernatural nature always comes through eventually. May not feel like it every moment, may not seem that way in any given moment, but ultimately, what we do, how we're being, we are divine spiritual creatures having a physical experience. And indeed, one of our greatest distractions and one of the things that pulls us away from what it is we're really here to do are all those little things that we worry about on a daily basis. As Einstein once said, worry is a misuse of imagination. And indeed, the more we worry, we take ourselves out of the present moment. We put ourselves into the future with all kinds of concerns over things that probably will never happen. And even if they do happen, it does not mean that they're not happening for our highest good, for our evolution, for the greater part of our life. And we have always a tendency to judge that if things aren't going exactly the way we want them to, that there's something wrong, that we've made a mistake, that the universe is against us. And the truth is, the universe is here to do nothing but support us in the most amazing ways possible. We just may not be able to see it in the given moment because we don't have the perspective. Indeed, the universe is not out to get us. The universe is here to support us and is here for us in the most amazing, amazing ways. And so that is why we have so many divine beings flying around us. The energies are here to support us. There's so much going on for us. We have no clue. So take it from me, your conscious consultant. Okay, let's see what Abraham. Ooh, before I get to Abraham, quick shout out to my good friends on the Facebook Live. Charlene, Jeff, Kennedy, former intern. Thank you for tuning in, Kennedy. And my dear, dear friend, Mel. Thank you for the hearts. I always appreciate it, and I look forward to having your friend come on soon. All right, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. To hold someone as your object of attention while you're connected to source energy is the greatest gift that anyone could give. When you're not happy, you don't have anything to give. And so what it means is be happy because you cannot give anyone something that you do not feel. Abraham. Now, this is a great quote, and the reason why I love this quote is because we sometimes get so caught up in our emotional life. We get so caught up in another person, in their actions, in how they're being, and we allow it to throw ourselves off center. You know, we allow our happiness to be contingent upon what our mother says to us, what our best friend is doing, what our partners or lovers are experiencing, you know, how our boss is treating us or how our coworkers or what they're doing. And we think that, you know, by being critical, judgmental, upset, it shows that we care. And yes, we do care. However, when we learn our truths, when we learn this very, very core truth and we apply it to our day-to-day lives, it can really change everything around us. And that truth is that how we show up is the greatest gift we can give anybody. And if we show up sad, depressed, angry, anxious, concerned, we're really not serving the people around us. But when we show up from the point of view that everything is already perfect, and that just because it's something we don't like does not mean we have to focus on it, does not mean that we have to be upset over it, does not mean we have to be unhappy over it. We can be perfectly happy in ourselves, in our lives, and disagree with what's going on in front of us. And that disagreement does not mean we have to be down or depressed. Indeed, if we let others have their process, if we allow others to go through whatever they're going through and find their own way through it, and we do it from a joyful point of view, you will notice over time, they will start moving more towards joy. Now, does it happen overnight? Not necessarily. But the more we stay centered, the more we stay in our power, the more we stay in our hearts, knowing that life is here to support us and that things, whether they seem that way or not, are going perfectly, that's a real gift we can give people. And then suddenly we show up to a family reunion and that uncle who used to trigger us and that sibling or parent or whoever, suddenly they're a little softer. Suddenly they don't annoy us quite as much. Suddenly things just feel different. And you may not even notice it until afterwards. You know, that's the funny thing is it usually takes some perspective, some time away from it to really see that actually, and I experienced this myself this past weekend, that after we're outside of the situation, then we notice how when we were in the situation, we weren't as triggered. We weren't as upset. And by staying in our joy, we actually made it a more joyful experience for everyone around us. So Let me know what you think. I think these are two wonderful, amazing quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoyed them. We'll, of course, have more for you next week. And just to remind everybody on the Facebook Live, if you have any questions throughout the show, please just type in your comments or questions in the Facebook Live. We'll read them off. And now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome two young filmmakers to the show, Kyle Mengelkamp.
Very good.
Oh, wow. And Liam Alexander. Ah, that's an easy one, Liam. Thank you for having an easy last name.
You're very welcome.
In 2017, Kyle and Liam set out across America to meet and film people who have overcome a life-changing medical event and are now thriving. They came home with a richer understanding of how the power of story connects us all. Stroke of Genius is a 9-part documentary series taking a deep look into the world of these individuals. Through the series, Kyle, our envoy into this world, also rediscovers what it took for him 21 years ago to bounce back from a debilitating stroke he had at the age of 11. They explore these topics of recovery, growth, community, family, and never giving up. And it is my pleasure to welcome Kyle, you and Liam to the show today. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Thank you so much for, you know, having us on as guests. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come into studio today so my Facebook Live audience can actually see you and know that you're not figments of my imagination. So I really love what you guys are doing because you're taking really a different perspective upon something, you know, just like our quote today, upon something that typically people look at as something to be upset about, as something to be almost angry about, something that, you know, for most of us, you know, would take us and knock us completely off center and put us into a place where we're not even sure where to come from. And Kyle, this really comes from your own personal experience. So why don't you, before our first break, relate to our audience what happened to you when you were 11 years old?
Well, I mean, I was just becoming really good at sports. All-star baseball, all-star basketball, and just finished all-star baseball, throwing a no-hitter.
Oh, wow.
It was really at the top of my game, and I was out of the beach when I the last night there away from my parents in California, and it just hit me. It was you know, like a knife stabbing me in the top of the head. I always say that, and it was just like I can relive it.
Really,
step by step, and you know, it's pretty vivid. And from there, you know, I was basically I had to relearn everything, how to walk, how to talk, how to. I didn't know what things were, didn't know what was what.
That must have been pretty frightening as an 11-year-old to go through that kind of experience.
Yeah, and so I talk about that being my rebirth, my second birthday, you know, because I really did relearn everything from the ground up.
Wow. And did you feel at the time, or did you have the fear that you might not come back from it?
Oh yeah. And the doctors told me, you know, I would be a vegetable all my life.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was, a pretty severe brain aneurysm. And it was in the center of the brain. It was leaking towards the brain stem. This is 21 years ago. The medical advances weren't, they were in study. So, I mean, right. It was really not used. Right. And so right now they have, they're
much more tools and more advanced.
There's more tools. They're more advanced. And you know, they can get to the problem a lot easier. And so, the doctor said, you know, I'm sorry, you can't play basketball again. And I looked at my dad and I said, what? And my dad said, no, we're not going to let that happen.
Good, good.
You can do whatever you want.
Awesome. Kudos to your dad for that. All right. I want you to hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll find out what happened after your dad said, nah, don't listen to the doctors. We're going to do stuff. Okay.
All right.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern Time to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc. And just to remind everybody, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour, the podcast, like everywhere. We're on Google Play now. I just got that added. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Stitcher, where else are we? We're like all over the place. Just like wherever your favorite podcasting site is, like do a search for the Conscious Consultant. If you don't find it, let me know and we will be there in no time. Okay, great. So, Kyle, you're 11 years old.
Right.
You're in the hospital. The doctors just told you like you're basically going to have half a life, if that much. And your dad said, don't listen to the doctors. You can do whatever you want. What happened next?
Well, I have to, put a warning.
Okay.
Of course, you have to listen to the doctors, but you can't take everything for granted.
Yeah.
For granted. And so I just began to incorporate basketball back into my life.
Ah.
And, you know, as the brain healed, I still couldn't talk. I could barely walk, and I didn't know what to. I didn't know how to. I still didn't know what things were.
Okay, all right. So you're still getting your sense of you in the world.
Yeah. And so,
Kyle, can you? Hi.
Hi.
Come on, Liam, get in here.
This is so fascinating to me too.
Yeah.
When you say like that, you didn't know what things were. Can you describe that a little bit more? Because like I don't have the experience of like ever not knowing what things were that I used to know what they were.
I didn't know what a salt shaker was for. I didn't know what a pencil was. I didn't know what most of my friends were. I didn't know my mom. I did recognize her days after.
Okay.
And just watch the video and but it's
so how did that make you feel at the time? You know, you're 11 years old and suddenly you don't know what things are. What did that make you feel inside?
Really, I don't recall. It was
okay.
It was enough. Literally like I was being born again. Yeah. So my okay. I was creating my memories, you know.
Anew, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I remember bits and pieces in the hospital for the first 2 weeks, and
okay.
then I began to, you know, get my feelings back and get my self-awareness back.
Okay. And yeah. So how long did that take until, I mean, again, it's, you know, there are degrees of recovery, but I mean, how long did it take until you felt like you had a little bit of a handle on the world, that even if you didn't know everything, things were coming back to you, you were learning things, you were started to feel like a little bit of confidence that like I can do this.
I you know, I think that there are moments and stages in my life, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I was always learning and growing, and I'm still learning and growing.
Sure.
And so, I mean, 20 years, 21 years after. And so I think the one moment that I had was when I, God, I don't.
You don't know? Okay. Fair enough.
I honestly don't know.
So how long was it till you got back to school?
Let's see. I had the aneurysm in July.
Okay,
I got home a week after school started in September.
Okay.
And I went back half day in October.
Oh, in October? That quickly? Oh,
but,
wow.
But
okay.
I still couldn't comprehend much.
Okay.
And so, you know, it was more of an exercise to, like, get me back at school.
Right, right. Try and get you back to some semblance of a somewhat normal life.
And keep on progressing.
Right. And so, obviously, your family was very supportive of you. When you got back to school, what kind of reaction did you get from your friends?
Well, I mean, the brain aneurysm happened in the middle of elementary school and middle school. So I got
okay.
back at school, and all my friends went and did different groups. And so I really didn't know where I belonged.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
And so it was really taking it from the start, you know, and finding myself and discovery and like who I wanted to be.
And was it difficult to make new friends? Was it difficult for people to kind of want to be around you? Or did you find that one or two friends who like didn't care and stuck by you?
As I look back, yes. It's fascinating to find out, like, I actually thought this in sixth grade when
uh-huh.
I went back to school. I wanted my old friends back.
And so it
was an emotional journey to socialize and
right.
to find, like, my place in the world.
Right.
And so so I did find new friends that just accepted me who
you
I
did.
Was.
Good.
And
good.
Some of my old friends who knew me well accepted me with who I was.
Okay.
But a lot of them, a lot of my friends, you know, they turned away for a long time.
Oh, really?
And, you know, it's middle school and high school.
Yeah, sure.
It is what it is. I mean, like, adolescence, puberty, you know, yeah. you know, first loves.
Yeah. So, let's fast forward a little bit. So you did okay. complete high school.
Right.
You went to college. Right. And you eventually graduated college, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Okay. And
I actually went out with an old buddy that was in my film school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was good times.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So when did you decide like film was what you wanted to do, wanted to work on?
In high school.
Okay.
So, I sat down with my coach. I was on the high school basketball team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even though, and I want my audience to understand, especially those who can't see in the Facebook Live, that you still really, your right hand, you don't really have much use of. So
right.
as a basketball player, you're only using your left hand.
Well, yeah. You know, when I got out of the hospital, basketball was my main motivation
right.
to get back who I was.
Right.
And so, though it was difficult, I developed the Kyle style.
And, the Kyle style, all right.
You know. And it allowed me to, you know, think differently on the court.
Mm.
And a lot of that I put into practice today. Because, you know, I had to do things differently and create my own style and create my own shot because I would be shooting with my one hand.
And
thank
right.
God it was my left because I'm left-handed.
Oh, you're left-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But it was just very fascinating, you know. And,
yeah.
And I could juke some people out. I could, you know, I have the hook shot down even today. And so...
A mean left hook, huh?
A mean left hook. Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay, let's speed up a little bit. We only have an hour here. So you went to film school.
Right.
When did you and Liam cross paths?
Like a couple, four years ago. And I really wanted to be friends with him.
Yeah.
And
so Liam, do you remember when you first?
Spoiler alert! It happened.
So Liam, do you remember when you first met Kyle?
I remember when I first met Kyle. We so the company Wix.com that does
sure.
websites. They used to mm-hmm. have a co-working space.
Here the lounge. Yeah.
Yeah, the Wix lounge. And it's no longer, it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not? They got rid of the lounge?
No, yeah. No, they don't have it anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I would work out of there because my good buddy worked at Wix, and they would hire me for a bunch of video stuff. And and I was always in the lounge, and Kyle was always in the lounge. And we had this funny thing where we would always see each other and be like, what are you working on? What are you working on? And we'd be like, oh, we got to work together. We got to work together. So I think we spent like 3 years just bumping into each other, being like, we got to work together. And
right. You see what happened? You keep repeating it. You're putting it out there into the universe, and it eventually happened, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was it? What was the thing that kind of got the two of you to work together?
Well, it was... So from my side... Of
yeah,
the,
I mean, you tell it best.
Of the story. So. Well, it's amazing because we had been pitching a bunch of projects, you know, to the city of New York and to some other... things, and you know, nothing had really come through. And then one day, Kyle called me on the phone, and he said, "Hey, you know, I was thinking, you know, would you want to like drive across the country and make a documentary series?" And I was like, "Yes, of course."
Wow. Like, road trip.
Yeah, like who would not want to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, of course, like it was like perfect.
Awesome. And that was when.
It's a year and a half ago now, maybe?
Year and a half ago. Okay.
No.
2 years?
Not even a year? October.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
Then not even a year. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I don't have any concept of time. I don't know where I am.
Wait a minute. Who had the stroke? You or Liam? Okay. All right. Let's hold it there for a second. We're going to take another quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, let's talk about, you know, what Kyle, gave you that idea of doing the road trip.
Yeah.
And what happened on that road trip. So everybody, please stay tuned.
I'm
You're listening
sign off.
To the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Of course, if you want to call in and be part of the show, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be right back with Kyle and Liam in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Kyle Mengelkamp and Liam Alexander all about Stroke of Genius, not to be confused with Stroke of Insight, right?
Right.
Jill Bolte Taylor's experience. I'm curious, when she became very popular after her TED Talk and talked about her experience with her stroke, was that something you could relate to? Did it inspire you? Or was she just like in such a different realm because it was much later in her life and she was a brain scientist to begin with, so it's a much different experience for her. But was there anything about that, Kyle, that kind of inspired you?
I actually never heard of Jill until Stroke of Genius was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had left my kind of like celebration of life for many years, for many years, because I just was told to move on. I mean, I had great family, great support, great community, but, it was, a part of my own discovery was moving on with not, and leave back all the like trauma and bad feelings.
Mm.
And so I wasn't even a part of the Facebook groups, I with stroke and, stroke survivor, I didn't even relate to stroke survivor. And so until a couple years ago, and then, I started to celebrate my life rather than, hide it away. And okay. So, because it was just so different.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, I don't know. It's,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to the road trip. How did you come up with this idea of taking a road trip across the country and talking to other people who've had some kind of extreme experience that they also overcame?
Almost a year ago. Next week is going to be the 1 year. The 18 for the AT&T Create-a-thon challenge.
Oh,
so
okay.
You get a weekend to create a film,
a
short film. And so I wasn't going to do it. I was just going to network. I had work that night.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I was going there. Tammy is this 60-year-old spunky woman. She was here on vacation, and she met me at the event. She just happened to be at the event and mm-hmm. stumbled in upon, uh-huh. And she didn't know what it was. And so she heard my story, and you know, then I was celebrating my 20th year anniversary.
Okay.
And she wanted my information, and I'm like, okay. And she emailed me like 5 times that night. And I'm like, what?
And who is so, this person?
I know. And so I was like, yeah, sure. I'll meet with you tomorrow morning, you know, for coffee. And so she burst through the doors and said, stroke of genius. And I'm like, all right, you have an hour. And yeah. You know, because the name just caught my eye. Well, no, wait. Caught my ear. I don't know. It was
caught both of them.
Yeah. It was serendipity. It was serendipity on how we met. Right. It was serendipity on this whole project. Okay, so fast forward to Sunday, we actually did the like a style that I've wanted to do mm-hmm. the documentary on. Mm-hmm. And so we pumped that out 24 hours later, mm-hmm. we're sitting in the...
So the AT&T Creative-a-thon, it's okay. like a 24-hour film festival, okay. almost, where you... Yeah. And you guys were at the kickoff.
Right.
And then there was, right. like... And that was, like, a Friday or something, and then it was over the weekend? I'm not totally...
Yeah. Yeah. So Sunday, you know, they were reviewing all the...
All the submissions?
All the submissions. We were in the theater watching them all, right. and there was about 50 submissions.
Okay.
And so Tammy was talking about, like, other, you know, now you're going to go do other people's stories, other stroke survivors. And I was like, Tammy, wait. Like, we haven't even won yet. Like, and sure enough, we won.
Oh, wow.
And that was the pedestal for everything else.
Wow. And how long was your submission? How long was the film you did? That
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it's hard to.
Yeah. 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 You got
24 hours.
24 hours to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but everything seemed to align perfectly, you know, and then we raised $20,000 over the course of the next month. And when we had raised half of our goal, you know, I had already, Liam was signed on. And I asked Liam, I was like, do we have enough to do it? And he just said, yeah. Let's just go. And
I see Liam laughing over this. What were you thinking at the time, Liam? It's like, we got money? Yeah, let's go. Let's go cross country.
So, you know, it's different for everybody. But for me, mm-hmm. like $10,000 is a lot of money. I was like, we could do anything. $10,000, come on, you know? Kyle is an amazing producer. And we had a responsible conversation about it. And he said... You know, he was like, you think we can do it? And we looked at it, and it was, you know, producing a documentary series is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, there's like, and we were calling, I don't remember what I was doing, but I was in L.A., and I remember I was on the phone, and we were like calling in all kinds of favors and from, you know, CSI Rentals, which is an amazing partner of mine that I work with all the time. And they gave us an amazing deal on the equipment. And we just were like calling in on all these favors and everybody that we could think of. And Kyle's calling rental car places. And
I mean, we were really just sharing our story and how this momentum is built up. I mean, we...
Right. So how did you find the people to interview while you were on the road trip?
It's my understanding that after the AT&T Create-a-thon, I mean, people just started reaching out to Kyle.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And it was like, he talks about serendipity, and I mean, it was really, so Tammy is one of the other partners in the project. We have Tammy and Michael that are also working this project with us.
Right.
That, and they're not here today.
Right.
You know, she was really the... she's like the heart and soul. And it's so funny because the way that Kyle tells that story, that's just so Tammy, you know. They win the contest and she just turned, okay, now you're going to go tell other people's stories. And it's like, what? Like, okay.
Yeah.
And she just comes in with these like big, like she has this vision that I think is sometimes we don't, I think she like maybe sees something that we don't see.
Mm-hmm. So she sees the bigger vision and it's like, what?
Yeah.
We can do that?
Yeah.
Cool. So it turned into a 9-part documentary series. So how long did that all take? How long was the road trip?
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And after those 2.5 weeks, how long did it take, you know, post-production to put everything together and turn all that into a series?
Still.
Well, TBD. We discovered, well, I mean, we went on the trip and we were in to three subjects deep, and mm-hmm. we were down in Tennessee, and Jesse, he had a heart transplant when he was 16.
16, wow, yeah. Okay.
And we only got half his story, and we were already going down to Tennessee to meet my speech therapist from 20 years ago.
Oh,
and
okay.
So we keep in touch.
Uh-huh.
And after meeting Jesse, everything turned.
Really?
It was the turning
way?
Point. I don't know if we should.
Tell him. This is
Yeah.
Come on! You got our audience now waiting on pins and needles. What happened?
Well, I mean, we set out to find the stroke of genius in everyone.
Right.
Okay. And people that have.
Well, let me say one thing before you tell the story.
Okay. All right. Well,
so it's amazing because, like, you know, when you set out to do something. You like have an idea,
uh-huh.
you know, and ideas are like these funny things because we think they're real.
Yeah.
And then you start to actually do it.
Yeah.
And then you realize that you don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So we set out to find people's stroke of genius. That's what we were going to do. We had this like idea So Kyle, I want you to tell the story, but yeah, this was like a huge moment for us because it was really when I think we discovered what we actually meant when we said what we were going to do.
Okay. All right. We got about 2 minutes before break. So come on, dive into it.
Well, the last question we asked Jesse was, when this is not scripted,
mm-hmm.
I just, something that came to my mind. I was like, who does your heart belong to? And he perked up. And he says, well, that's like, there's so many things to that question.
Yeah.
And he said, my heart belongs to me.
Uh-huh.
And my heart belongs to David Gray. And I said, who's David Gray? And he says, well, actually, David Gray is a young kid who had a brain aneurysm and he died. And I said, holy shit. what am I doing asking? I lived and now he has the heart of someone who had died.
Right.
You know, and that's I'm still
right.
flabbergasted.
And so after that, you decided like there's a bigger story here.
There was much bigger story.
Wow! Amazing! That's truly awesome. Okay, all right. We're going to take a quick break. Believe it or not, this is our last break of the show. We're going into our last segment now.
Mm-hmm.
Quick shout out to our new listeners, Mitch, Tafik. Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Thank you all for showing the love and the thumbs up. Again, if you guys have any questions yourself for Kyle or Liam, please feel free to type them in on the Facebook Live. Or if you want to call in, this is your last chance, 877-480-4120. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Kyle Mengelkamp and Liam Alexander, two amazing young filmmakers. This has been like such an awesome hour. I really appreciate you guys. So Liam, I mean, this, you know, what you guys discovered through doing this documentary series, it was actually much more than you ever intended when you started, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you talk about awakening humanity.
Yeah.
And I think there's actually so many ways that you could define that, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it, you know, awakening humanity as a whole? Is it awakening the humanity in each of us? Awakening the humanity that we see in others?
Right.
And so I just super connected with that when you just said that just now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's why, you know, for me, awakening is something that affects our whole life and every aspect of our life. And that's why I have so many different kinds of people come on my show, because it's not just about our quote unquote spiritual practice or our beliefs or whatever. It's about everything. It's about how we live our life. It's about, you know, how we do business, how we work together, our relationships with people, all those things, which is why, you know, having the two of you come on today, I was actually very pleased, because this is a topic that I really haven't covered on the show before, but I think is so, so, so important.
I mean, Stroker Genius is kind of like that open awakening.
Yeah.
Okay. We've always said Stroker Genius is that moment where you choose how you want to live the rest of your life. And it gets so specific and detailed because we have those thoughts. People, we have those thoughts.
Right.
And, you know, and life is just a whole bunch of choices and decisions.
So with Stroke of Genius, it's really what we discovered, and we discovered it actually in that moment with Jesse, because he actually said it too afterwards. He says, after we all had this moment, and I mean, it was like everybody had tears in their eyes, and then he said, well, maybe that's my stroke of genius. Maybe sharing that with you and giving it to you guys. And in that moment, it's like, we just really saw that, I'm not going to get too into it, but we have a buddy, Moran Cerf. He's a neuroscientist, and he talks a lot about stuff like this and about the human brain. He does all these studies on synchronicity and like how our brains actually sync up. And what we discovered is that when you share your stroke of genius, when you share your story of triumph, and it actually, the adversity that we go through, it bonds us together, but the triumph, it actually, or the adversity we can all relate to, but the right. triumph actually bonds us all together.
Yeah.
So when you share your stroke of genius, when you share your story of triumph, it actually right. gives that triumph away to others
right.
in the community and allows them to experience it as well.
Right, right, right. And yeah, it brings us together, it inspires us, and it reminds us, you know, like I talked about in the beginning with the quotes of the day, that we're actually all greater than just our physical bodies. You know, it's very easy to kind of like think that we're just these separate individual physical things, but actually the human will, the human spirit is something that transcends even the physical body.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we were just listening to a talk that our buddy Moran gave that was, he was talking about that. They actually did this test where they watched movie trailers and they put things on people's brains in the theater, and they could see that people's brains actually synchronized.
Oh, really?
So the same parts of the brain lit up. People that weren't even in communication with each other.
Wow.
And it's, so we really are scientifically connected in that
way. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, that's one of the teachings of the shamanic work that I do, is that we're not separate. That energetically, like our energy flows from one person to another, to the chair, to the rug, to the wall, like everything is interconnected. It's just we think we're having a separate experience, but everything actually is interconnected.
So here's the cool part, because this is what we get to do, right? So when we know that, knowing that, you can actually say, wow, you know, so when I open my mouth, whatever comes out is actually getting implanted in over there with other people. So when you share your story and you share your stroke of genius, there's somebody out there listening that gets that, and they get that in their own way, and they get something from that. Like when we talk about, and we see it happen all the time, you know, when we were doing a show and we were interviewing Corey Weissman, you know, he was sharing about his triumph, and then somebody that was listening live, like, started contacting us, and we got into a conversation with him, and he was dealing with some stuff, and the conversation that we were able to be in, made a huge difference for him.
Wow.
And that's really what we discovered is at the core of Stroke of Genius.
Wow.
Is that people get to see that it's something, that it's possible, that triumph is possible.
Yeah.
People that are currently going through it now, or even people that maybe haven't experienced a traumatic, life-altering event, you know, they can hear these stories and they can sort of get a perspective for themselves about their own life and what they're dealing with.
Right. So now, Stroke of Genius, it's not come out yet, right? You're still editing it? Do you have a forecast of when you think it might be out? As they look to each other quizzically.
Well, yeah.
But I said
2020.
2020.
2020, okay. And
because there's much more that we have to go back and capture because of the revelation of Jesse's story.
Right.
You know, it was much more connected through me and through like a different journey.
Right.
And so
I mean, you've talked a little bit about Jesse's story, but besides Jesse's story, like, how have you changed through the process of creating this documentary series?
I mean,
Kyle.
We'll got another hour.
I'll give you 2 minutes.
I began to realize that the stroke of genius is so big. I took a look at everything in my past 21 years, and how it all led up to this, I was like, that is my purpose. That is why I left basketball to create stories. And that's why I had to learn and grow and fail and succeed building brands, building video content, working in sports and all these different you know, areas and succeeding and failing and seeing what was missing so that I could actually create Stroke of Genius.
Beautiful.
And when you look back on at all the events, you begin to see, holy shit, like, this is amazing.
Wow. Okay, Liam, real quick, what has surprised you most that's happened over the past year of working with Kyle on this?
What has surprised me most?
Yeah.
Is this PG?
Nah, it's okay. We can.
What surprised me most is, I wouldn't say I'm surprised. What surprised me most actually is just how close Kyle and I have become.
Okay.
You know, we're like brothers now, and we're like one mind. You know, we're working together every day, and we're so connected and rooted in the cause of like bringing triumph, bringing humanity, bringing never giving up to the world, and like just living from that space of gratitude and accomplishment, like just every single day with this man is like, it's beautiful.
Every morning we sit down for half an hour and we say, what is one thing that impacted you in the past 24 hours?
Oh.
And then we have to have three gratitudes.
Oh, wonderful.
And so...
Yeah, that's all my coaching clients. I always tell them to do two things every day. At the end of the day, they write a victory log. Three to five things that were victories, and you got to be really, really easy on yourself on what's a victory. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, three to five things you're grateful for in your life. People, places, people, experiences, and things.
Mm-hmm.
So great practice. Okay, so real quick before we close out of the show, how can people find you? Where's your mailing list? What accounts you want to give out to people?
Facebook and Instagram are mostly at. It's at Share Your Stroke of Genius.
Yeah.
And the website is shareyourstrokeofgenius.org.
Okay, shareyourstrokeofgenius.org. And are you looking for anything right now? Is there anything that the viewers can support you with?
Well, we always want to hear from everybody. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear what you think. You know, as a nonprofit experience, you know, we're always looking for sponsorship and partners to help us on the journey.
Awesome. Awesome. Tremendous. Tremendous. Okay. Well, Kyle, Liam, thank you so much for coming in studio today. It's been a wonderful hour. I can't believe it's over already. But you guys are great. You'll come back like maybe, I don't know, when the documentary premieres or maybe even before then, when you have some great new development, you'll come back on?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, and thank you all for listening on Facebook Live and on talkradio.nyc. Please stay tuned. Coming up next is our newest show, Ellen Lycan and her show Poker Divas, talking about how you get over a bad bet. This is a good show to listen to. So thank you all. Stay tuned for Poker Divas, and I will talk to you next week. Have a great Labor Day, everybody. See ya.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, are you interested in blockchain technologies and cryptocurrencies? Then tune in here on talkradio.nyc with me, David, every Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, as we answer your questions and interview great guests live on Internet Radio on Building the Blockchain, where you can catch the blockchain revolution.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.